Chapter 6, Mishnah 3, Al Davar She'en Gedula Mina Aret, something which doesn't grow from the soil, Omer She'akol. The blessing he would say would be the She'akol blessing that we mentioned in the last Mishnah. By his word, all things exist. That's the She'akol blessing. Al Chometz on vinegar, Va'al Hanovlos on unripe fallen fruits. They're unripe and they've fallen off the tree. Va'al Hagoiva, and also on locusts. There were certain species of locusts that we were allowed to eat. We Ashkenazi Jews, we've lost that tradition, so we don't know which was the species we're allowed to eat, so we don't eat locusts anymore. But in those times, so if a person ate a locust, Omer She'akol, the correct blessing would be a She'akol blessing. Al hachala v'al hagvina v'al habeitzim, and then on milk, eggs, cheese, Omer She'akol, all of those sorts of things, a person would also say a She'akol. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shu min klala ain't mevrachin alav. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the first statement of the Mishnah, and he says anything which is kind of the nature of a curse has no blessing over it. What's the nature of a curse? Vinegar has gone like sour. I mean, it's at the end of the day, you know, sour wine. That's what it's talking about. Unripe fallen fruits, so the fruit didn't mature, etc. So it's also a bit of from nature of a curse. And locusts, which generally swarm and eat the crops, that's also the nature of a curse. So Rabbi Yehuda would say that if a person ate any of those, he wouldn't make a blessing. Brings the card at the end here that Rabbi Yehuda's view is not accepted as the halachic ruling. So if a person had any of those, he would still make a shakel.